great mix of music for Lincoln and beyond on Siren 107.3 FM. Siren FM.
You're listening to Legends on Siren FM. My name's Kai Valentine. This is the final live Legends on Siren FM, and I'm really looking forward to it. Tonight we pay tribute to Queen, and let's have a look what's coming up.
On 107.3 FM, this is Siren FM.
Listening to Siren FM, Lincoln's first community radio station.
And we kick things off at the very start of their career. This is Killer Queen.
She keeps them always shined on in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cakes, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At any time, an invitation you can't take.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam,
guaranteed to blow your mind.
Anytime,
recommended at the price, insatiable in appetite.
Wanna try?
She never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman from China went down to gauge her mind. Then again, incidentally, she knew that way. Perfume came naturally from Paris.
Naturally.
Because she couldn't care less. Fastidious and precise.
She's a killer queen. Gunpowder gelatine. Dynamite with a laser beam.
Guaranteed to blow your mind. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of gas, so absolutely dry. She's trying to get you.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam,
guaranteed to blow your mind.
Anytime,
recommended at the price, insatiable in appetite.
Wanna try?
You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. My name's Kai Valentine, and this is Legends on Siren FM. Every week we take a different legend from the music industry and pay tribute to them with their original tracks alongside the story of their rise to iconic status. This week we are paying tribute to the one and only Queen. You can give your thoughts throughout tonight's show by texting us on 07797 800716. Grab a pen, because it's coming again. 07797 800716. Or tweet us at SirenFM. I also want to know your favourite memories of this show so far. We're about 38 episodes in. We've been running since October. This has been my favourite show. Well, I shouldn't say that because I've got the curse, but this has been one of my favourite shows to produce and present for you, and I'm so sad to be leaving it on a live basis. However, I will explain how the show is going to be carrying on going forward as it goes on. But let me know your favourite memories of this show, some of your favourite artists that we've maybe had on from the local area. I'd love to hear from you. But tonight, it's Queen and the incredible lineup of Freddie Mercury, John Deacon, Brian May and Roger Taylor make up that iconic Queen, and I can't even begin to list their accomplishments. You all know that Queen are legends. I don't need to prove that to you. So let's sit back, relax and enjoy. You're listening to Legends on Siren FM.
Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy.
Because I'm easy come, easy go. Little high, little low.
Any way the wind
blows doesn't really matter to me.
To me. Mama just killed a man, put a gun against his head. My trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama, ooh, didn't mean to make you cry.
Bismillah,
no, we will not let you go.
Let him go.
Bismillah. We will not let you go.
Let him go.
Bismillah. We will not let you go.
Let me go.
We'll not let you go.
Let me go.
We'll not let you go.
Never let me go.
Mamma mia,
mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me, for me, for me.
In 2002, this came in number one in a poll for Guinness World Records as Britain's favourite single of all time. John Lennon's Imagine was number two, followed by the Beatles' Hey Jude. Ironically, the song that knocked this off the number one chart position in the UK was Mamma Mia by ABBA. The words Mamma Mia are repeated in the line, Oh Mamma Mia, Mamma Mia, Mamma Mia, Let Me Go, by Freddie. Throughout the song, Queen made a video for the song to air on Top of the Pops because the song was too complex to perform live, or more accurately, to be mimed live on Top of the Pops. Also, the band would be busy on tour during the single's release and thus were unable to appear. The video turned out to be a masterstroke, providing far more promotional punch than a one-off live appearance. Top of the Pops ran it for months, helping keep the song a top of the charts. They started a trend in the UK of making videos for songs to air in place of live performance, and in December 2004's issue of the Observer newspaper, Roger Taylor explained that we did everything we possibly could to avoid being on Top of the Pops. It was one, the most boring day known to man, and two, it's all about not actually playing, pretending to sing and pretending to play. We came up with the video concept to basically avoid playing on Top of the Pops. Well, the stubbornness to turn up to a BBC show launched a mainstream phenomenon. Last episode, I still can't say that word. Phenomenon. And I don't believe it has quite matched in quality yet. We continue our journey into the music of Queen. But first, here's how you can get in touch.
Want to have your say? Have your 15 minutes of fame or just say hello?
Hello.
Getting in touch is easier than ever. Text us on 07797 800 716. Drop us an email to studio@sirenonline.co.uk or find us on social networks like Facebook and Twitter. Just search for Siren FM. Have your voice heard on your community radio station. Siren 107.3 FM.
The best.
Queen bass player John Deacon wrote this song. All four members of the group wrote at least one of their major hits, which I find pretty cool. After Freddie Mercury died in 1991, John Deacon wrote this. John Deacon became something of a recluse. He was involved in the posthumous album Made in Heaven and on the 1997 single No One But You. But then he retired from music and has declined to tour with the band on their subsequent tours with Paul Rodgers and Adam Lambert. The band still remains in contact with him and run decisions by him. According to Brian May, the rule is that if Deacon does not reply to an email, that's his way of saying it has his approval. You're My Best Friend features a Fender Rhodes electric piano, which was a popular choice at the time, with many rock songs by the likes of Stevie Wonder and Steely Dan using the instrument. John Deacon wanted to write a song incorporating the instrument, but Freddie Mercury did not want to play it. He said, "I refuse that damn thing." Mercury said, "It's tiny and horrible and I don't like them. Why play those when you could play a lovely superb piano?" So Deacon took the Rhodes home, learned to play it, and started to write this song. It was featured at the end of the zombie movie parody Shaun of the Dead, as well as Adam Sandler's hit film I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry. It has also been used in the opening credits of the movie The Breakup, starring Jennifer Aniston and Vince Vaughn, while a slideshow of their pictures are rolling. So it's become encapsulated in pop culture alongside many of Queen's other hits. And we're going to play another one now. We're going to head to hear one of their biggest live songs from 1976. You can hear it in the background now. It's time to head over to Freddie Mercury for a live rendition of Somebody to Love.
Somebody to
love. Don't milk it, Freddie.
Are you ready? Huh? You ready, brothers and sisters? Every day of my bloody life, I work till I ache my bones at the end.
just gotta be free. Free, I tell you.
You're listening to Legends on Siren FM. Freddie Mercury wrote Somebody to Love, and the lyrics reflect a man calling out to God, asking why he works so hard but can't find love. At the end of the song, he finds hope and decides he will not accept defeat. This is widely reputed to have been Freddie Mercury's favourite song he ever wrote. Peter Hintz, the head of Queen's Road Crew, recalled to Mojo magazine in September 2009 that among the road crew, there were songs that he liked and songs that he didn't. He added that this was always one of Queen's best. The studio version was very polished, but on stage, there was so much more guts to it. And that's why I decided to play that version this evening. And I agree, and that's why I played the live version, and I'm so happy to be doing this show, to be ending my live episodes on Queen. Really, really excited for what's to come. But this isn't going to be the only episode of Queen. There is too much Queen for a one-hour show. Therefore, next week we'll be doing part two. We're going to be going up to the 80s tonight. We're going to finish the 70s, end probably just around the 1980 mark. And then next week we're going to head through the 80s and the 90s. So loads of Queen over this week and next. So Lynn from Huddersfield, thank you for your message asking for one of the 80s tracks that will be in next week's show. But we're going to keep on going to 1977 next, and another classic Queen hit.
I've paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime.
mistakes. I've made a few. I've had my shouts and kicks in my.
I know you're all singing along at home. Just cannot help but sing along to that one. I always thought that it had another of the world at the end of it, but obviously not. An amazing track. Freddie said of the track, I was thinking about football when I wrote it. I wanted a participation song, something that the fans could latch onto. Of course, I've given it a more theatrical subtlety than an ordinary football chant. I suppose it could be construed as my version of I Did It My Way. We have made it, and it certainly wasn't easy. No bed of roses, as the song says, and it's still not easy. Since the song was written with audience participation in mind, it is not intended as a boast on behalf of the band. We refers to everyone who is singing along at that time. The same holds true for its counterpart, We Will Rock You. Usually radio presenters like myself play those tracks back to back as they flow beautifully together, but I've interrupted it this time, so let's join back with that legendary song very, very shortly. Hello to my dad, who is listening this evening from his hospital bed in Newcastle. Thank you very much for tuning in, Dad. Love you lots, and good luck with everything that's going on up there. And we're going to continue on now, because I've interrupted it, so let's join the legendary band back in 1977 for the other side of this AA side. Remember, you can text in on 07 97 800 716. This is We Will Rock You.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing
We will, we will rock you.
Shouting
disgrace, waving your banner all over the place.
We will rock you.
Sing it. Somebody better put your bag into your place.
We will rock you.
Sing it.
We will rock you.
Everybody,
we will rock you.
Let's speed that one up a little bit. We will rock you live with Queen. Rock You was released as a double A-side single with We Are The Champions. Since the single's release, the band has almost always used Rock You and Champions as a back-to-back encore, with Champions closing the show and segueing into a tape playing Queen's version of God Save the Queen. In London, a Queen musical called We Will Rock You opened in 2002. The show is about a futuristic world where there are no musical instruments and a lack of creativity, but with the help of Queen music, a bunch of renegades liberate the planet. Queen often perform the faster version of the song at their concerts, since they wanted an up-tempo song to start the show and get the crowd going. In the late 70s and early 80s, they would often open their shows with the version you hear in the background. Brian May told NPR, "We were very lucky. We were working in an old-fashioned, disused church in North London, and it already had a really nice sound to it when we recorded the originals. I found some old boards under the stairs and thought, well, what does this sound like? And the rest is history." You're listening to Legends on Siren FM. Tonight we pay tribute to Queen, and we continue on with another instant classic, Bicycle Race.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like.
You say black,
I say white.
You say bar,
I say bite.
You say shark,
I say him. And yours was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars.
Say Rose,
I say Royce,
you say God,
give me a choice,
say Lord,
I say Christ, I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein or Superman.
All I wanna do is bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle.
to ride my
bicycle. Races are coming your way,
so forget all your duties. Oh yeah,
rock bottom girls, they'll be riding today,
so look out for those beauties. Oh yeah,
on your marks, get set, go.
The song Bicycle Race features a surprisingly complex instrumentation, and the jazz album as a whole perhaps represents the apex of Queen's experimentation. It features the imaginative solo played exclusively on bicycle bells. Apparently, wherever Queen played, the bicycle shop sold out of bells bought by fans who brought them to the show to ring during this song. I can't confirm this, but if it's true, that's pretty cool. Queen staged a bicycle race around Wimbledon Stadium in England to promote this single. 65 professional models were hired to race nude, with special effects hiding their nudity in the original video. A photo from the race was used on the cover of the single, and images from the race were used for the video. Queen rented 65 bicycles for the race, and when the company found out what they'd been used for, they refused to take the bikes back unless the band paid for new seats. I love that, and as funny as it is, surely the bikes would be worth more if they'd have been featured in a Queen music video. Surely that's a thing. Maybe they didn't know at the time. Either way, I'm sure they'll be kicking themselves now for not keeping those bikes. Those bicycle seats. Who cares about a couple of bare bottoms when you've got a Queen hit on your hands? We're paying tribute to Queen tonight for Legends on Siren FM.
You're listening to Siren FM, Lincoln's first community radio station.
Oh, you're gonna take me home tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you're gonna let it all hang out. Fat bottom girls, you make the rocking world go round.
Hey! I was just a skinny lad. Never knew no good from bad. But I knew life before I left my nursery. Left alone with big fat fatties. She was naughty, naughty, big woman. You made a bad boy out of me.
one of a very small number of Queen songs composed and performed in alternative tuning to standard. Brian May used a drop D tuning for this track. A funny incident involving this song occurred on the Daily Politics show in January 2014 when political editor Nick Robinson, yes, that Nick Robinson's iPad, suddenly started to play the song midway through a panel discussion between several politicians. Robinson hastily turned the device off and, in his words, said before the really embarrassing lyrics start, "Nick, don't stop it now."
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive. And the world, I'm turning inside out. Yeah. I'm floating around in ecstasy. So
don't stop me now.
Having a good time, having a good time.
I'm a shooting star leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity. I'm a racing car passing by like Lady Godiva. I'm gonna go, 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 there's no stopping me. I'm burning through the sky, yeah. 200 degrees, that's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. I'm traveling at the speed of light. I wanna make a
supersonic man out of you. Don't stop me now.
I'm having such a good time, I'm having a ball.
Don't Stop Me Now. Freddie Mercury wrote this iconic track, both words and music, in Switzerland. It finds him feeling unstoppable. He's floating around in ecstasy, like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity and travelling at the speed of light. The song is quite empowering. But it's also clear that Mercury is falling, he's throwing caution to the wind and putting himself in danger. After Mercury died in 1991, it became clear that his hedonism during this period caught up with him. Brian May shared his thoughts on the song when he spoke with Absolute Radio in 2011. He said, "I thought it was a lot of fun, but I did have an undercurrent feeling of, aren't we talking about danger here? Because we're worried about Freddie at this point." That feeling lingers, but it feels to have become almost the most successful Queen track as regards to what people play in their car or at weddings. It's become a massive, massive track and an anthem to make people who are that hedonistic like that. It was kind of a stroke of genius from Freddie. At the beginning of 2007, the UK chart rules changed, allowing all digital downloads, whether or not they had a physical equivalent, to chart. This song was one of the beneficiaries of the new rules, maintaining a top 200 presence all the way through 2007, despite the fact that it never made the top 75 in all that time. Don't Stop Me Now still sold 53,000 copies and was the 160th best-selling single of 2007. Incredibly, this was 3,000 more copies than McFly's number one hit, Baby's Coming Back. Now, it's funny because that song to me always represented my time working in pantomime, and we've had a message in from someone who I used to do panto with. We used to do that for the finale song. It's from the James family back in Kirkeaton, Huddersfield, where I grew up. Hello, guys. They've said, hey, Kai, a big hi from the James family back in Kirkeaton. Loving the Queen tribute tonight. And they say, can you say happy 18th birthday to Libby from Ian? Thank you very much, guys. And happy birthday, Libby. Of course I can say happy birthday. I mean, the fact you're 18 kind of scares me because I remember you being about 4 years old and like up to the height of my knee. So that's very, very scary. And it makes me feel even older. But yeah, that doesn't feel right. I mean, I remember Henry, her younger brother, being so young that I'm pretty sure I taught him how to wee in the back garden. I wish I hadn't said that on air. Oh well, let's move on quickly. We're carrying on with the show now, and it's time for a little bit of a crazy little thing called love. Stay tuned to Siren 107.3 FM. I would like to thank everyone who's tuned in to this week's episode of Legends on Siren FM. If you want to listen back to this episode or any of our previous episodes, you can do by going to the Trending Topics Network on iTunes. You can find me on Twitter at Kai J Valentine, the show at Siren Legends, or our Facebook page www.facebook.com/SirenLegends. I am finishing up my time being a full-time member of Siren FM, and it has absolutely been a pleasure. I'll talk more about that on my show tomorrow. Selectacart, join me here 10 a.m. for my final ever live show on Siren FM. But thank you to everyone who's joined me this evening for Legends on Siren FM. The show will be carrying on. The show will be carrying on, and you may have got a hint of what's coming next, but we will be carrying it on, and there'll be pre-recorded shows from now on. We've got plenty more to come over the next few weeks, and I'm going to be producing from home. It's going to be really fun. Keep joining me for these shows. It's been fantastic to pay tribute tonight to Queen for my final show, and a fitting end to this live run. But don't worry, we're back next week, same place, same time, and you won't be able to hear a difference. I may be leaving Lincoln, but trust me, the show must go on. Good night. Whatever you're up to this evening, I hope that you stay safe and you relax and you enjoy this wonderful song. Come back next week for part two of Queen Tribute on Legends on Siren FM.
Empty spaces What are we living for? Abandoned places. I guess we know the score. On and on. Does anybody know what we are looking for? Another hero. Another mindless crime. Behind the curtain. In the pantomime. Hold the line. Does anybody want to take it anymore?
Been listening to Legends on Siren FM. I've been Kai Valentine. It has been an absolute pleasure to join you for my final live episode, but now it's time to send you up to the Sky News Centre at 11 o'clock down in London town. Good night, folks.
Hello, I'm Rich Herring.
Hi, this is Mark Kermode.
Hi, I'm James Martin.
Hello, this is John Craven, and glad you're listening to Siren.
Siren FM.
Siren FM.
You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM.
I'm Dave Myers.
And I'm Cy King.
And we're the Hairy Bikers.
On Siren FM.
Bing bong.